Blog Talk Radio.
Go New York, go New York, go!
Go New York, go New York,
up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, of course, William Ramo. So, Macaulay.
Go New York, go New York, go!
Yep, you're in a big state of mind right now. Yep. Of course, you know, we're going to lead off with a little New York Knicks. Talk about the Jets game that's going on right now as, you know, Jets are getting their butt kicked in Seattle. After tonight, they're going to be sleepless in Seattle for sure. Man.
Not a good day for New York sports teams.
Yeah. Last time I checked, it was 21-7. Yeah, it is still 21-7.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks on the Jets. And like I was saying, after this game, they're going to be sleepless in Seattle. Meg Ryan was open. Any case, after that, we're going to talk about, you know, the Bengals game and the Giants loss.
Yep.
You know, talk about, you know, sports entertainment, a little WWE news, maybe throw in a little baseball news, and, of course, the Mike Brown firing by the Lakers and the potential replacement for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But without further ado, of course, let's talk New York Knicks, man. The 4-0 New York Knicks.
4-0, first time since the 93-94 season.
Yeah, coincidence, and we're playing Go New York Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're playing great right now. I mean, there's nothing bad that you can say right now about them.
Exactly, and they're beating teams for first time ever. They went 4-0 and beat all their opponents so far by double-digit points.
Yep, yep.
Carmelo scored 31 points, 7 rebounds, 2 block shots. J.R. Smith, who Coach Woodson is actually telling him to shoot more. Yes, folks. This is the first time in his career a coach has told them to shoot more. And you know J.R. Smith, dude, you gave him the green light to shoot.
You
should keep on shooting. He's shooting right now as we're speaking. Somewhere.
But he's making better decisions this year with the ball. Yeah, and
actually passing the ball.
Yeah.
Playing the defense as you expected him to play when we signed him last year.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't fault them. Everybody's doing well. Everybody's playing well. And, of course, the Knicks defeated the Mavericks on Friday night. And Jason Kidd and Chandler compares so far this team to the team they won last year. Two years ago.
Yeah.
Right. 2 years ago, when Kidd and Chandler were still on that team. They say there's a lot of comparisons because both teams are veteran savvy. They play defense. I mean, obviously it's just 4 games, so you know, of course we're waving the Knicks pom pom, but you know, it is still early. But you know, so far
so good.
Yeah, you can't fault them. You know, hopefully they could just keep this momentum.
Yeah.
But,
they have a lot of veterans. They have a lot of leadership. I mean, their bench is deep. They got a lot of players that they can use off the bench.
Yep. And then, like you said, there's nothing you could say about the negative you could say about the team. I mean, Camby made his debut first time a Knick returned to the Knicks 10 years after they last played for the Knicks.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I like the Knicks right now, man. I think I know it's too early, it's a little too early, but I'm going to say that they're going to make this a finals this year.
I hope so. I think so, too. I mean, I know it's just 4 games, but, I mean, they've been dominating so far. And, you know, the last game they only had 9 turnovers. The other team had, like, at least 19.
Yeah.
Not only are they're scoring well, you know, they're playing defense. I mean, you know, they average, like, 84. The opponents average like 84 points a game.
Right.
I mean, they're actually doing their thing. They're playing defense. They're scoring. I mean, they're playing Knick basketball, like the Ewing era.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people are worrying, like, what is going to happen when Amari comes back? Is the team still going to be – are they still going to be this consistent, you know? And we'll just have to wait and see. You know, hopefully they can find a way to involving Amari in this offense, and hopefully, you know, they'll continue winning and be consistent as they are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we know, Felton and Amari, you know, they had that connection back in the days with the pick and roll. Hopefully,
yeah,
you know, they still got it. You know, obviously, you know, you saw him do a little pick and rolls with Chandler the other game, you know. So hopefully, you know, Felton could, you know, continue that, you know, relationship he had with Felton before the Marbury trade.
Well, it's not Felton and Amari I'm worried about. It's Amari and Carmelo I'm worried about. Two on the court, they don't have a good record.
Yeah, obviously. That's
playing.
Why, you know, some people think, you know, for the betterment of the team, he should come off the bench, you know, so he won't mess up the whole chemistry of the team. And not to mention, you know, he's hurt, so he's not. You can't expect a guy, you know, to come back and be the same guy he is automatically off the bat, you know, with all those knee injuries he's had throughout his career.
That's true.
So, I mean, yeah, I would agree with that opinion, you know. At least when he's coming back, you know, he should come off the bench. And, hey, if the Knicks are playing this well, they might as well keep him, you know, make him the sixth guy off the bench.
Why not? I mean, Brewer's been playing good. The starting lineup, you know.
Yeah, you can't. Kid has been, you know, typical kid. Even though he didn't really play that much against his former team, but, you know.
When he's on the court, it's like the Knicks are, they pass the ball and move the ball around so well.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you got two point guards. You got him and Felton, the guys who shared the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, the offense is much better, you know. They're, you know, pass happy, you know.
Yep.
That's what you need for a winning team.
I like it.
Get my hat. Hopefully they can keep this momentum going on Tuesday.
I hope so. Then Tuesday they play the Orlando Magic.
Yep. And Magic just lost to the Nets today.
What was the score?
I think it was like 82-74, something like that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, shifting gears to I guess let's talk a little NBA news. Lakers, after five games they fired their head coach Mike Brown.
Yeah, I was shocked when I heard that. They panicked, man. That was a panic move that they shouldn't have done that. I mean, they could have waited like 20, 30 games, fine. But come on, five games, a little too early.
I know. I totally agree with you. And you know, it's a joke. I mean, I didn't think he was the right person to, you know, for them to sign anyway to begin with.
Yeah.
But give the guy more than five games.
I know.
What was really disrespectful was when Kobe, you know, I think it was the last game, Mike Brown coached. There was a play that, you know, obviously Kobe was was angry about, and he gave him, you know the same one they say when looks can kill?
Mm-hmm.
That's the look he gave him, man.
That's the look of the Black Mamba.
Yeah, exactly. Right about that. Well, I mean, that's just, you know, totally unprofessional. And this guy, when they first signed him, he was when they asked him, you know, what he thought about the move, he didn't even want to comment on it.
Yeah.
The Lakers got to take a hit on this one because
they are.
One, they panicked, they fired the guy after five games, and two, they should have made sure if they're gonna hire a guy that Kobe would be on board with it.
That's true.
The only time you hire a guy against, like, a player's, you know, mood is if the guy hasn't won anything, the guy's a malcontent, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Welcome back, folks. Sorry about that. There was a technical difficulty there. The phone accidentally hanged up for some reason.
Yeah,
but,
it happens.
We're back on air, which is the most important thing. And, of course, folks, you know the number is 917-388-4181. Let me start that over again. That's 917-388-4189. 917-388-4189. But back to what we were saying about the Lakers. That was, messed up that they, fired Mike Brown. But, they shouldn't have hired him to be in the first place. They're in the first place. And, of course, the two possible names is D'Antoni, which is a former Knick.
Yeah.
He of course, managed Nash in Phoenix.
Yeah.
He coached Kobe in the Olympics. And, of course, he was a former teammate with Kobe's father when they played in Italy.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a good move. And, obviously, you know who the second choice is.
Of course, Phil Jackson coming back.
Yep. Know that guy. He always loves to come into a ready-made situation.
True. And he's got Dwight Howard and Nash and Kobe, so he would love this situation right now.
Oh, absolutely. And no shocker, he's open to coming to that team.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Before they even announced that, he said that, I had a feeling that.
Yeah, of course.
Before they even had the rumors that he was, that he'd be interested.
Of course, man. You know, like you said, he loves coming into ready-made situations with superstars, one or two superstars on a team. So, and the Lakers have like three superstars right now. So,
this
is gonna be easy for him.
Yep. I mean, this guy, he never took on a reclamation project and helped a team win. He just waits until the superstar player has. For their coach, and then that's how he's able to have these ready-made situations for him.
Right, exactly.
Because you can't take over a good team. I mean, a team with talent. I can't say a good team. A team with talent. If there's not some mutiny, among the coach, the head coach, and the players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or else they would be winning, and the job wouldn't be available.
Yeah, I agree.
In any case, those are the two guys. I think they're going to hire D'Antoni. I think it would,
I think D'Antoni's going to be the coach also. I think Phil Jackson, I mean, I know he's considering it, but I don't think he's going to come back. I think it'll be D'Antoni that they choose.
Yeah. I mean, if Phil Jackson doesn't come back for this opportunity, if presented, he that's it for his career.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Let's talk about the Jets here, man. This game, there's like 6:59 left in the game. The only thing that really held them into this game this whole time was the defense. But the Seahawks, they can't be contained right now. They're leading 28-7. Sanchez, he's, having a typical game here this season, which isn't very good on his 26th birthday.
Oh, today's his birthday?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think, the way he's playing today, I don't think he deserves any birthday cake. And the Seattle Seahawks get another first down.
Yeah, but they have used Tebow a lot today, I've seen.
Yeah. The typical, one play, Sanchez throws a ball or makes a pass, and then Tebow comes in, and it's like they're doing like a twin switch kind of thing, kind of like the Bella twins, like the ones in a match, you think you're fighting against one, and then they switch the other one.
Yep.
It's like, it's like they just don't have any cohesion, because when one guy looks like he's starting to get a good pass, They build on the momentum. They pull the guy out.
Yep. True.
It's just, I mean, Sanchez is just having a horrible game, but then again, he doesn't have the pieces around him. So, I mean, it's just, this is just a horrible season right now.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, a lot
I
of
mean, there's still more games left in the season after this. I mean, they're 3-5 right now.
Yeah, they're gonna be 3-6 after 5 minutes from now. But
I mean, there's still time to recover from this and get back and winning. But I mean, they have to figure things out, because I mean, they're not using the usage of Tim Tebow disrupting the offense, and their offense, it's non-existent.
Yeah, I mean, if they brought Tebow in, I mean, there's two ways they should have used him. One, to use him as a running back if they're still going to stick with Sanchez,
mm-hmm.
or give Tebow the job, because I mean, I am a Sanchez guy, but Sanchez doesn't have it. I mean,
yeah.
Like I was mentioning earlier, I mean, he doesn't have the pieces around him to make him better. But
yep.
They need to do something to change it up.
Yeah, something's going to have to give. I mean, sooner or later, man, I mean, it probably will have to start Tebow.
Because, I mean,
it's just not working.
Sanchez has no confidence whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him right now.
It's like when he throws a ball, it's like I expect the ball to be intercepted. I mean, there's no confidence, man, with this team. They don't have – he doesn't have that same swagger he had 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mess. It's messed up.
They're going to have to figure things out before it gets too late.
Tannenbaum got to make some moves. I mean, these guys, I mean, other than Curley, they drop the ball all the time. Everybody's regressed. Sanchez regressed.
Yeah.
Keller, him and Keller isn't having that same connection that they've had throughout their Jet career. I mean, all these – Sean Green, I mean, he's had some decent games, but they need an explosive back to complement him with. I mean, they have nothing on this team.
Yeah, that's something that they'll have to worry in the offseason. But as of right now, they need to figure out, they need to find their identity, because clearly right now they don't have one.
They have none. They have an identity. It's a bad one. I mean it's a joke. I don't think Rex Ryan realizes, but he's in the hot seat now too.
Oh, of course.
And he's not panicking. I mean, he should do something to make some changes, because whatever they're doing isn't working.
Well, people want Tebow to start now, so you have to put Tebow in there. I know he thinks Sanchez, gives him the best chance of winning, but you're gonna have to try out to see, how it works out with Tebow.
Season's already over, but they need to actually show up.
Yeah.
They need to show up for 4 quarters at least. And I guess let's go from bad news to another bad news. Your Giants lost 31 to, was it 16 to the Bengals?
Yep, they lost 31 to 13. And it's November, so that means the Giants are not gonna play well. And it happens every November under Tom Coughlin. For some reason, in this month, they don't play well. They just struggle, and it started out with the loss to Steelers last week when they were up by 10, but they managed to lose that game. And today they get their asses whooped by the Bengals, who are like 3-5 entering this game. And the Bengals have lost 4 in a row, by the way. And they made the Bengals look like the freaking Packers of last year, scoring at will. The defense can do nothing. But Jarvis Green was talking about trash on the radio, saying the Giants had holes on their defense. He had a good day, and he had a touchdown thrown from Dalton to him. And Dalton himself had like 4 TDs with 199 yards, and he was 21 out of 30. But on the Giants side, Eli Manning didn't play that great for the second week in a row. He only threw for 215 yards, and he threw two interceptions. Ahmad Bradshaw fumbled the ball once, and he didn't play that well either. And defense was horrible today, and, you know, this is what happens. You get our asses whooped. And so now they're going to have to go to the bye week, think about this, and come back in 2 weeks against the Packers.
Don't you hate having a bye week after a loss?
Well, they need it right now.
Yeah,
they actually need the bye week right now, man.
Yeah, I know they've had, you know, two bad losses here. But I mean, personally, I like to go on a bye week or like when you have a game like let's say a baseball game
mm-hmm.
that you have a day off after a win.
Yeah.
Because at least you don't have to deal with it for like another week in football or another day or two in baseball.
Well, these guys, it looks like they need a bye because last couple of weeks, man, they haven't played that good. So they really need a bye to figure things out because
yeah.
in this month of November, they always struggle. And by the way, correction, A.J. Green was the one who caught the touchdown, not Jarvis Greens. There's two Greens on Bengals, and it was A.J. Green that caught the touchdown today. But, yeah, I mean, Giants, they're going to have to use this bye week to, you know, get things resolved and, like, to correct some things on offense and defense. And Eli Manning, you know, he has to start playing well again. I mean, we can't do this every year. We can't do this every year where we start our good and then we start collapsing in the second half and then make the playoffs and then go on a streak there. We can't do it every year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right. They got to turn it around. And, you know, history, like you said, history shown.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, this month they always have these lapses
mm-hmm.
in play. But, you know, pretty confident Carson's going to get them back on track. Shifting to, like, a little baseball news. You heard about Jason Bay being released by the Mets finally?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I mean,
that guy should have been released the first season.
For real. I mean, this guy, I mean, for his Met career, he had, like, what, 26 home runs? What was it, 76 RBIs or so? I mean, you thought you'd get that year one. But damn, this guy did everything except what he came to do. I mean, he played hard, you know, he did play defense, but this guy couldn't hit a lick.
Yeah,
he
he's
hit power. He couldn't hit. Obviously, that's why he was there.
Yeah,
couldn't hit at all. I mean, this guy's A-Rod in the postseason. I mean, he just strikes out all the time.
That was a bad contract, man. That was just as bad as Pavano, maybe even worse.
Yeah, he's
Pavano.
He is easily the worst Mets signing in history.
Yeah,
worse than Bobby Bonilla, who literally the Mets are still actually paying him.
What?
Yes. Mets, I think, started paying him like this year. They deferred the money, and they're going to start paying him this year. And I think they're going to stop paying him until, like, I think 2018 or something like that.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy story, man.
Wow.
Yeah, some horrible, the final is 28-7 Seahawks. Gets fall down to the Seahawks in Seattle. Gets fall 3-6, and panic ensues.
Yeah, it's gonna be Tebow time now.
Oh yeah.
If not now, then never.
Oh yeah, definitely. Let me see what happened on WWE. I'm trying to think quickly. I know they're still doing that stupid AJ Cena storyline. I mean,
yeah.
Who cares about this storyline? But I do have to give Cena credit that he at least acknowledged that Vicky's being hypocritical because Vicky married Edge and dated Dolph Ziggler. To keep her GM job, but
that's
that
true.
Dumb storyline that AJ's being fired for fraternizing with Cena, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just a dumb storyline. This is the best storyline they could give Cena. And then they just throw Cena into the you know, Punk Ryback story because, you know, Cena got to have the title on his waist as usual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, and they ruined the Survivor Series thing. I was looking forward to the whole Ryback, you know, this Team Punk versus Foley thing, but now it's Ziggler versus Foley.
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the only thing I hope happens is that, you know, CM Punk loses the title at the Table, Ladders, and Chair pay-per-view so he could at least have that one-year mark.
Yeah.
And then Cena faces Rock at Royal Rumble instead of at WrestleMania because they should give CM Punk and Rock, you know, the moment to shine at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see what else happened. What happened on SmackDown? Oh, yeah, Randy Orton had that defeated Alberto Del Rio in that False Count Anywhere match.
Right.
You know, it was a decent match. I mean, obviously it was in like an Attitude Era type hardcore match, but it was all right.
I didn't even see SmackDown.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No. Was it good?
It was good. I mean, I just can't remember anything else that happened. To be honest with you. Well, I guess that's about it I could think of. I think I touched everything I needed to touch on. You have anything you want to say?
Happy Veterans Day.
All right, yes, of course, yes. I was going to start the show off with that. I'm mentioning that. Thank you. I also want to, say Happy Veterans Day to the people who, you know, gave their services, you know, for our country. So, Happy Veterans Day. Enjoy this day and, you know, tribute to the, you know, guys who, you know, sacrificed their health and, you know, time with their family to, you know, serve this country. So, I want
to
say thank you
to that.
Well, with that, you know, yes, that's it. I want to thank you, Macaulay, for coming on. I want to thank the listeners for giving their support. And, of course, I'll see you guys next week. I'm, of course, William Ramon. You're Macaulay Matthew. And see you guys next week at its regular 6 p.m. time.